You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool. The Political Cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, and here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're very excited to be able to announce to you that our featured guest is truly one of the best actors in the business. He was nominated for an Academy Award for his performance in Forrest Gump and won an Emmy for his stunning portrayal of Governor George Wallace. You'll also remember his fantastic work in numerous other films, such as Apollo 13 and Ransom, as well as the hit television series CSI New York. But his most important role is one that doesn't take place on camera, and that is what brings him to our award-winning broadcast. It's truly my sincere pleasure to welcome to the show the one and only Gary Sinise. Mr. Sinise, thanks so much for giving us the time.
No, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
You'll be here with us in Memphis on Friday, November 1st. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what's bringing you to town?
Yes, sir. Well, I have a foundation, the Gary Sinise Foundation, which is our mission is to serve and honor the needs of our military, our veterans, our families, first responders, those in need. And we have a partnership with the Stephen Siller Tunnel to Towers Foundation, a foundation out of New York City that was named in honor of Stephen Siller, who was killed on September 11th at the World Trade Center, and his family started a foundation in his name. And we've teamed up together to form a program called Building for America's Bravest to address the special home needs of our very, very severely wounded warriors. And we're building specially designed houses all around the country, you know, for quadruple amputees, triple amputees, double amputees, those who have been banged up in this war and are going to have special physical challenges going forward. We want to give them an opportunity for an independent and more manageable life. We can never do enough for our veterans, and so I go out and I play concerts all around the country with my band, Gary Sinise, and the Lieutenant Dan Band, obviously named after the character I played in the movie.
Sure.
I did that because I started visiting the military. They were always calling me Lieutenant Dan, so I just said, what the heck, let's do it. And now we've played hundreds of concerts all around the world for the USO and various military charities. And one of the important things that my foundation is doing with the Tunnel to Towers Foundation is our Building for America's Bravest program. And we have a wounded warrior right there in the Memphis area, Christian Brown. Double amputee, wounded Marine, stepped on an IED and lost both his legs. He's obviously going to be challenged for the rest of his life. So we're coming there on November 1st to play at the convention center and to raise money and awareness for Christian. We want to get all the money together that night if we can to make sure that we get him his special home. This is one of several projects we're doing all around the country and one of several concerts that I've played in support of our wounded.
Well, I understand you'll be actually in California the very next day after Memphis. And, you know, I don't want to sound pretentious here, but God bless you. You know, this is a conservative radio broadcast on a Christian station and a network, and it's really such a breath of fresh air to see a Hollywood heavyweight lend his celebrity to such a worthy cause. And as you mentioned, this isn't something that you recently woke up and decided you wanted to take on. The Gary Sinise Foundation and your Lieutenant Dan Band have been working on behalf of the catastrophically wounded veterans for a long, long time now. You mentioned Corporal Christian Brown. This benefit, this appearance in Memphis will benefit him and be in his honor. And I guess my next question is, you know, anyone with means could cut a check for something, but you're really going the extra mile here. What led you to get involved to the extent that you have?
Well, it's several things. I have veterans in my family, on both my side of the family and my wife's side of the family. On her side of the family, Vietnam veterans, and I got very involved with various Vietnam veterans groups in the Chicago area back in the early 80s and was supporting them and very moved by so many of the stories that I heard from the Vietnam veteran, how when they came home from war, the country turned its back on them and, you know, they felt they had to crawl into the shadows and pretend they'd never served their country because of the divided nation they returned to. And And then I got to play a Vietnam veteran in the 90s, and he was an injured veteran. That led me to an association with the DAV, the Disabled American Veterans Organization, an organization that represents 1.5 million wounded veterans. And I've been associated with them now for 20 years. And then after September 11th and we were attacked, I just felt there was a natural role for me to play as a celebrity to kind of draw attention to what our military was going through in Iraq and Afghanistan, to make sure that what happened to our Vietnam veterans when they came home from war didn't happen again to those returning from the Middle East. And I just felt, quite frankly, called to do it in some way. When you have the opportunity and the wherewithal to get some things done, and you benefit from the freedom that is provided by these service members who are going out and sacrificing for you, that I just felt that as somebody who was a veterans supporter for many years and appreciative of our veterans and our men and women serving our country, that this is the way that I could serve. And there is so much to be said for service above self. You know, the key to happiness is just serving others. Get out of yourself and try to bring some joy and some peace to somebody who needs some help. And I've had some great success in my life, been successful as an actor, and just want to be significant in ways that can help people. And I've, you know, just met so many extraordinary people who serve our country and so many wounded warriors who are out there trying to get by, like Lieutenant Dan, move forward with their life. And we want the story of Lieutenant Dan, which is a resilient story, a story where he's standing up at the end and moving on with his life and successful and all that. We want that to be the story of everyone who serves and sacrifices for our country. We want them to be able to move on with their life and have a happy life going forward.
Well, amen to that. And I know we're getting a little short on time with you. I got one more question. Actually, my co-host, Eddie Miller, has the question, but I want to first remind people that getting back to the event in Memphis, folks, I want everybody in our listening audience to come out and support the work of Gary Sinise and the Gary Sinise Foundation. You're going to have the chance to come out and watch Gary perform live in concert with the Lieutenant Dan Band at the Memphis Convention Center Friday, November 1st at 7 p.m. Ticket information can be found at OperationCB.com or GarySiniseFoundation.com. And I can tell you this, Mr. Sinise, out of our staff here for this program, out of the six of us, four have served honorably in the armed forces, including my co-host, Eddie Miller, who I know would like to say a quick hello to you. You mentioned Vietnam. You're buttering his bread.
God bless you.
God bless you, Mr. Sinise. Like James Edwards said, I was a Vietnam veteran. I was drafted in 1969. I was a combat medic, did two tours in Vietnam. And what you said, everything you said is true. When I came home into the airports of Memphis, Tennessee, I felt like I should be back in Vietnam. I was treated like an animal. But God bless you. I would just like to say I can't say enough for what you're doing. It makes me feel so good that, you know, a lot of people hadn't turned their back on the veterans. And I'd like to ask you what kind of reaction you've got from the families. How much appreciation have you gotten from the families, Mr. Sinise, that you've been doing this wonderful work for?
Let's take a break. Let's take a break right there. Hold on, Eddie. We're going to come back to that right after this. So stay tuned, everybody.
We fought. We learned. We struggled. We won. Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
Ladies and gentlemen of our Liberty Roundtable audience, we invite you to consider joining us. We use the services of George Costello and Utah Document Solutions. They are your authorized Xerox sales agent. We've been experiencing great service, pricing, and results, and we've gotten to know George and his team at Utah Document Solutions, your authorized Xerox sales agent. We were facing a huge increase from our former supplier, and we've been pleased to enjoy great service and an even lower cost of our documents. We recommend that you check with George to see if he can save you money like he has for us. Call George at 801-216-4816. He is your authorized Xerox sales agent. That number again, 801-216-4816.
Get on the show and speak with James and the gang. Call us toll free at 1-866-986-6397. And now back to tonight's show.
All right, everybody. Gary Sinise, our featured guest this hour, certainly our featured guest of the evening. Before the last commercial break, Eddie, you were asking the reaction that Mr. Sinise has received from the families his foundation has been helping. And I saw in your eyes, you know, tears of emotion, very rare for the bombardier, combat medic, Eddie, to show that kind of passion. But it's a good question. So what has been the reaction from the families that you've been helping?
Well, you know, when you see that you can make a difference, and thank you, first of all, Eddie, for serving our country. And I've heard, you know, so many of those stories that it just had been a big motivator for me to go out and try to prevent that from happening again. And, you know, seeing the smiling faces of people that were serving and, you know, playing for the foundation's success in building homes or raising spirits or supporting in many different ways, that's a motivator for me. I don't make any money on my foundation. I put money into my foundation. I don't make any money on the band. It's all part of the nonprofit. I've played hundreds of shows and never made a dime on it. That's not why I do it. What the fuel for the engine for me is seeing that there is a way to make a difference. And, you know, just knowing that, I mean, so I don't get to know every wounded warrior intimately and spend, you know, hours and hours and hours with them as palling around and everything. I'm all over the country trying to spread myself out and do a lot of different things. But, you know, I just want them to have an opportunity to move forward with their life, and I want them to look on their country and say, well, my country was there for me when I needed it. The people of this country were there when I needed it. And that's the hard lesson that we learned from our Vietnam veterans, is that we turned our back on them. That was a shameful period in our nation. It weakened our country. And I think we learned hopefully some valuable lessons from that. I know I did. And I feel like God has just called me and said, you can do something. Get up. Go on. Help out. There's a way that you can serve. And I've been blessed in my career. I've had some good success. And I just want to make sure that we take care of our defenders. We all benefit from the freedom they provide. They're going to be called upon again. It's a dangerous world. We've had a dozen years of war. It's taken its toll. No, you know, never before have we deployed our troops 6, 7, 8 times in a dozen years. That's a lot. And we've asked a lot of this military, so we have to take care of them. And that's why we're coming to Memphis, to take care of one of our warriors. If we can just chip away bit by bit, help each person out that we can, I think we're doing a good thing. I'm just privileged to be able to do it.
God bless you, sir. You're an inspiration. I've always admired you as an actor. I admire you as a man now. And just to see Eddie Miller's eyes swell up as he spoke with you is very touching. I know you get to see that all the time. And Gary, we wish you nothing but the best. Again, folks, we're going to do everything we can to make sure this benefit concert on November 1st is wildly successful at the Memphis Convention Center. OperationCB.com. Buy your tickets. Gary, thanks again for all you do. Please keep up the great work.
It's my pleasure. Thanks. Come on out. We'll see you then.
We'll see you, my friend. Thank you. God bless you.
Great man. Great cause. November 1st here in Memphis. If you are a listener in the local audience, we want you to go out there. We want you to buy these tickets. And, you know, keep in mind, folks, that there's certainly a difference in supporting the servicemen and women of the United States Armed Forces and supporting the regime that takes advantage of their sacrifice and of their selfless act. There, we had General Hal Moore, the legendary, truly. I mean, we throw around the word legendary from time to time, but I think it certainly applies with Lieutenant General Harold Moore. He was another Vietnam veteran. A movie was made based upon the exploits of him in battle. Mel Gibson played his character in the movie We Were Soldiers, which was based off a book that Lieutenant General Moore had written. And anyway, Hal Moore also has been a guest on the Political Cesspool. And I remember this interview, even though it was years ago, and I think he summed it up best. He said, "Hate war, but love the American warrior." Certainly, our government takes advantage of the valor of these people. I don't think, you know, whether or not you agree or disagree, and certainly here we have problems with American foreign policy on this radio show as paleoconservatives and as constitutionalists. We have a problem with the way our military is being exploited and used in these wars that we do believe are unconstitutional. But it doesn't take away from the heroism of somebody willing to give his life for a cause. So again, as Lieutenant General Moore said on this show, hate war, love the American warrior. There's a difference in, again, supporting these people, particularly the catastrophically wounded, as Gary Sinise's foundation supports. Supporting them and supporting the foreign policy of the American government are two totally different things. And again, I'm going to toss it over to Eddie Miller. There are 7 people that are actively working on a week-to-week basis to produce the Political Cesspool. Myself, Keith Alexander, Eddie, Winston Smith, Scoop Stanton, Art Frith, and Sam Bushman. Of course, Bill Rowland would have been on there as well. But out of those 7, I said 6, not counting Sam because he's out in Utah. But you know, out of the 6 that are on the active hosting staff and production crew here, 4 of them served. Eddie, as a Vietnam combat medic. Winston Smith was in the Navy. Art Frith was in the Navy. And Scoop Stanton was in the Navy. So, you know, I say we collectively have the authority to talk about these things because the majority of our staff has put their life on the line for this country. So we have a unique position. I say we, certainly not me, but Eddie does, to speak out on matters like this. Eddie, what was it like to talk to a man as a veteran that's doing the work that Gary Sinise is doing?
You know, I would like to say I was very pleasantly surprised. I'm really more shocked that he was that sympathetic toward veterans and that much of a, I guess you'd say, a conservative pro-American, you know, because that's rare nowadays. But I would also like to say, now, I hate war more than anyone I know of. I mean, well, there's other people I hate as much. I'll say this. No one hates war more than me, probably. But, you know, I was drafted at an early age. I was dumb. My dad, joined the Army after the Pearl Harbor was bombed. He had to get his mother to sign up so he could go in. He thought he was going to be a big hero. But he wised up before he got out, and he was very bitter, turned into an alcoholic, turned against God. But that's what war does to people. But you see, these young people that are in there, you can't hate them. And I personally have been accused of, I've been guilty of saying that nowadays the warriors are more like mercenaries because they join, they get paid. And I was against that because they're in these unjust wars. But a lot of these people that go in the military nowadays are the cream of the crop. They're the Boy Scouts, the people you see in your church. They have very high, integrity, amounts of integrity. They have principles, and they do really and truly, a lot of them think that they are fighting for the country. They don't realize that they're fighting for the international bankers, the industrial, military-industrial complex that Eisenhower talked about. So we do have to support these people, and God help them, man. And if you can support Gary Sinise Foundation in any way you can, that would be a wonderful thing, because I can't say enough about what the man's doing. God only knows what he's spending of his own money to do this.
Well, that's absolutely right. And we plan to buy tickets. And I said buy tickets to go and be a part of this concert that Gary's going to be holding here in a few days. We're not going to ask for them for free. We want to buy them because we believe in it. And if we believe in it enough to ask you to buy them, we want to buy them too. And that's going to be November 1st. We're going to talk more about this issue when we return.
You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Are you worried about America? Do you fear the power of the Obama brigades to take away your rights? The Obama presidency is the most radical left-wing administration in American history. Our constitutional liberties are in danger. What can you do? Join the Council of Conservative Citizens. For over 20 years, the CFCC has fought for the rights and ideals of the European American majority. The CFCC has won legal and political battles to protect your heritage and your liberties. The CFCC advocates strong state governments over the power of Washington, D.C. to rule your life. The CFCC believes in an American first foreign and domestic policy which opposes globalism and one world government. The CFCC advocates racial integrity as God's natural order. Visit our website today at www.cfcc.org and join fellow European Americans in the fight for our people.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, The Political Cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today. Are you a native son or daughter of the South who pleads the stars and bars? Someone not born in Dixieland, but who is a Johnny Reb at heart and looking for a place to shop that promotes Southern heritage? Well, your search is over. Dixie Republic is the place to go for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride. Inside the log cabin just outside Travelers Rest, South Carolina, Dixie Republic has t-shirts, hats, videos, flags, books, belt buckles, and some of the best mouth-watering barbecue sauce that will ever touch your lips. There's just about everything you want honoring the South at Dixie Republic. Well, you say that South Carolina's a bit too far for you to drive? Have no fear, my friend.
All of this is just a mouse click away. Go online at www.dixierepublic.com, your home for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride. Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
Okay. All right, everybody. Welcome back to the show. James Edwards, Eddie the Bombardier Miller. Great guest tonight, as has been the case really every week. It's always the case here in the political cesspool. But, you know, John Allen, the War on Christians, Gary Sinise, Clint Lacy. It's just great radio, and that's what the political cesspool gives you. It gives you unapologetic, paleoconservative radio. We stand up for our people. We know who our people are. We embrace that. We're proud of it. Hey, this show, 9 years old next week. How did that happen? Where did the years go? But we're continuing to grow and continuing to gain an influence, and our audience continues to grow. I want to get back very quickly to the interview, though, and then we got a couple of other stories to cover this hour. Gary Sinise, wow. Gary Sinise, man. I mean, anybody ever seen him play George Wallace? He won an Emmy for it. We had George Wallace Jr. on the show earlier this year, and George Wallace Jr. was talking about what a great man Gary Sinise was. And, well, all of his movies. Just great. Great actor, great man. Great cause he fights for. But, Eddie, you are Eddie the Bombardier Miller. Now, that's a little bit confusing, I guess, to the uninitiated. Winston Smith named you the Bombardier because of your bombastic, impassioned ways. You were actually a combat medic, militarily speaking, but your nickname is the Bombardier, and it has no relation to the service you provided in Vietnam. You were a combat medic, but your nickname is the Bombardier because you are so unbridled. But there is a softer side to the Bombardier, and I've seen that as a close and personal friend of Eddie over the years. This man is not afraid to cry, and he nearly did so live on the air just a few minutes ago with Gary Sinise. Eddie, you know, I didn't tell you we were going to be talking about this, but perhaps if you're willing, share with the audience what choked you up there as you were asking your question.
Well, James, I hadn't even told you this, but one thing that got me was I grew up with these two kids. I won't mention their name. They might not want me to. I don't want to dishonor them in any way, get them in trouble, or, you know, they may not even like me. I hadn't seen them in, God, 40 years, but I grew up with these kids from the time I was preschool until the time I was about the third grade, and we drifted apart. But I love them dearly. They were two brothers. Well, the youngest brother was a stud football player. He was big and strong and, you know, strapping, but he flunked the exam when we got drafted. The older brother, who was more frail, who was 2 years younger than us, he got drafted. He was about a year and a half ahead of me. When I was at Leonardwood just for 29 days, I saw him come back. He'd come back. He's one of my first friends I knew to come back from Vietnam. I knew another kid that, and James, he had no hair. The guy had the prettiest hair you've ever seen. His hair had fallen completely out. He had sores on him. He was a mental wreck. I couldn't even talk to him. He was mentally, physically, spiritually just devastated. I talked to him, and he told me a story, and I found out, you know, firsthand later, he would be up for 3, 4, 5 days at a time because they made him a platoon sergeant because they were running out of platoon sergeants, and he would have to put men on the line and check the perimeter like every hour, and they would be asleep on drugs. People in Vietnam and even in the stateside, drugs were rampant in those days. You don't see it so much, I don't guess, in the young people now that they're in the military. People in the military now are mostly volunteers, and they're gung-ho, and they can't wait to get out there and kill somebody. But when I got drafted, it was during the 60s. You got to realize it was a totally different time. And no one wanted to go. Very few people wanted to go in the military. They were having such a good time. They hated war. I think the generation in the 60s, James, was a lot more hip than the generation is nowadays. They knew what was going on in the military-industrial complex. But when Gary was speaking, I could just see my friend I don't know. I just zoomed in on that, and I couldn't hardly speak to him. You know, I was a medic, and I was given shots and doing little minor physical exams in the field, and I just broke down. I couldn't stand it. I loved that guy. His dad used to cut my hair, and I saw that what happened. He was destroyed. My wife knows who I'm talking about. But and that, if you take that and multiply that thousands of times, you see that now in the veterans hospitals. You know, Gary works with the catastrophically wounded people, but I'm telling you what, I'm gonna tell you what, and I've experienced a little bit of mental being screwed up. There's nothing on this world, nothing you can imagine, is more horrible than having a mental disease, than being diagnosed like as a panic attacks, you know. But I'm telling you flat out, I'll just say this one more time. There's many things worse than death, people. You know, being messed up psychiatrically, it's a greater horror than you can ever imagine. You can't get away from it. I guess I'm kind of going in circles right now, but I'm just thinking the waste, I mean, it was for nothing. The Gulf of Tonkin was a sham. What got us in the war? And all this was going through my mind was unbelievable carnage that no young person would ever have to see. And it stays with you forever.
That being said, thank you for sharing that, Eddie. Chris from Alaska calling into the political cesspool. I know he's been waiting patiently for nearly the entire program to get through. Chris, how are you?
I'm very well, James. First of all, Eddie, I thank you for your service, even though it wasn't for the cause that they told you it was for. I appreciate what you went through on behalf of all exactly. of us other younger Americans who are still appreciate it. But
exactly. Thank you, Chris.
I wanted to say that this shutdown fiasco and the show today just is another one of those "gee, I hate being right all the time" things. And that is that I'm sure you saw the story about the EBT riot in Walmart in Louisiana.
It's going to be up on our website next week. An incredible story. If people don't know what you're talking about,
but we're out of money. And, you know, I've been listening to the archives of the show, and you've been talking about this for the entire length of the show. The entire run of the show, all 9 years, you've been talking about the fact that we don't have any money and we can't keep spending like this. And only a paleoconservative outlook properly puts things in its sphere. And, you know, if we're going to go to war and people are going to lose three limbs and have to have a special house, we have an obligation to take care of those folks. And we better not do that unless we really, really have to. And we better not do that. We better not spend money we don't have to fund things that are going to have to go away someday because we're just flat out of money. 50% of the state of Mississippi's budget comes from the federal government. What is Mississippi going to do when Uncle Sam stops paying the welfare bills? And it's why this show has been so great lately is that they're deathly afraid of paleoconservative white guys getting together. You give me 100,000 Eddie Millers and Keith Alexanders, I could take over the world. And that's why this show is so important, is to show the alternatives.
Chris, and you know what?
A great job lately.
You're right on the money, Chris. I'll tell you another thing that breaks my heart. You probably know this if you listen to this show and listen to other alternative news shows. But if you join the military now and you go overseas and fight, name your country, whoever we're bombing today, and you come back, well, you're automatically put on a terrorist watch list. That's how they treat the veterans. They despise the veterans. They the establishment hates the veterans. It's really more Orwellian than anything I know. But if you come back, if you're a veteran, they want to take your guns away from you, Chris. They want to put you in all kinds of psychotropic drugs. They treat you like you're some kind of a dangerous rabid dog ready to go off. And that's what they do to the veterans. And we're producing more of those. You know, I wish I could talk to young guys going in. I try to. I said, don't go in. Don't join the Air Force, the Army, the Marines. I talked to some Marines 2 weeks ago when I was out one of my runs. And I said, you're fighting for you're not a United States Marine anymore. You are a United Nations Marine. And those are not my words. Those are words from from the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Those are the words from the President. Those are the words from Secretary of Defense. We take our orders from the United Nations and NATO. We don't take our orders from Congress. We might listen to their opinion if we feel like it. And when you go, by the way, when you go there and get your legs blown off, like the people that Gary Sinise has happened, and you come back, guess what? You're going to be on the terrorist watch list. You know, you're going to be classified as a kook, as a nutcase. And I, for the life of me, I can't figure out why anybody would go in the military now, except for ignorance and not knowing that. And I wish that we had some way to educate these people to that effect, James, so if we could, they would never go in.
Well, that's a topic for another day, I guess. But the fact remains that those that do go in should be supported because they're making a sacrifice. Certainly I haven't made, and I'm one of the few on the staff that hasn't made it, but I haven't. But Chris, thanks so much for the call. Thanks so much for the kind words. We're in it together, brother. We'll be back right after this.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Are you looking to experience the great outdoors in comfort? Are you sick and tired of sleeping bags that are too small, cots that are too narrow, or backpacks that just don't stand up to the wear and tear? Look no further than Teton Sports, a leader in quality, comfortable camping gear. Try our Teton Sports Mammoth 0° sleeping bag. This comfortable family-sized sleeping bag can hold 2 adults and 1 child or 4 young children. Its interior storage pocket holds wallets, keys, and other valuables. Or check out our Teton Sports Outfitter Extra Extra Large Cot, a camping cot with a steel frame. It's more than 7 feet long and 3 feet wide and supports up to 600 pounds. Then it folds up to a manageable 3.5 feet by 1 foot. Or our Teton Sports Explorer 4000 internal frame backpack. Its dual aluminum stays adjust to the contour of your back and can hold up to 4,000 cubic inches. Padded shoulder straps, padded waist belts, and padded lumbar area for maximum comfort with airflow systems to reduce heat. It's time you start camping comfortably. Look for Teton Sports products online or at a store near you.
And the winner of fallback pricing is you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com to order or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-FOOD and make your own deal. Thank you, boss.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
Welcome back to the final segment of what promises to be a show not soon to be forgotten. You know, we just sent out those who contributed to our third quarter fundraising drive in September. We sent out the last of the thank you packages, which included a best of James Edwards disc. Some of my favorite interviews over the years. I think the one with Gary Sinise would be on volume two. It would have been on that one if we had done it a couple of weeks earlier. Great show tonight, Gary Sinise. And, you know, folks, the political cesspool is going places. Thanks to you. Thanks to people like Chris who just called in. Right now, I'm looking at the statistics right now. We are the, according to TalkStream Live, the seventh most listened to show on the internet right now in the country. That, of course, does not count the audience that's tuned in on the AM affiliate stations or on the Roku player or on the unlimited listen line. Seventh. Live right now. You know, that cannot be discounted, nor can the audience be discounted as a bunch of, as the, again, the ironically named Anti-Defamation League would call us, bigots, extremists, xenophobes, homophobes, et cetera, et cetera. No. Yeah, we are unequivocally pro-white. This show is a pro-white show. We're proud of who we are. We embrace our cultural heritage. We love everyone, but we don't love anyone quite as much as we love our own family. And I think that that is the most natural and healthy position anyone could take. Everybody has a right to have advocacy organizations and spokespeople advancing and defending their unique group interests, including whites, except we are the only voice for whites in the media right now. We are the only one. And we're in the top 10. Most listened to shows. I'm going to be in a six-part television series in a couple of months. We're attracting guests of the caliber of those of you who you've heard tonight. Folks, I truly believe, and I said this at the top of the show, that the political cesspool may play a significant role in forever changing the perception of what pro-white advocacy is. It is not hatred of anyone else. We don't hate anybody. It is nothing more than an affirmation of who we are and that we should have the rights to celebrate that as everyone else does. You know, that's what it's all about. That's what we do here. That's what we've done for 9 years. That's our bread and butter. That's our signature issue. Maybe it's taboo. It shouldn't be. It's common sense, really. You know, the fact that we even have to defend the position shows how far America's fallen in terms of common sense. But, you know, what we do here is great work. I truly believe it. And what we advocate for with regards to the Constitution and return to sovereignty and the reclamation of America's destiny, hey, that's what's right for all Americans, including whites. Eddie's got to say something, and I want to quickly tell you a couple of things that Eddie's doing behind the scenes that you might not know about. But, folks, this show is worthy of support. You look at that. The television series we're coming out in, and, of course, that's not our first venture into media above and beyond the political cesspool. I mean, we've been covered by over 250 newspapers and magazines. I've been a CNN contributor, New York Times, London Times, Jimmy Kimmel. I mean, on and on and on. Entertainment Tonight. We've been covered by the New York Times. Listen, we've been covered by everybody. Reporters from France and newspaper reporters from France and Germany dispatched to Memphis to interview us as a result of our work. It's as big as it gets, yet we still struggle for funding. If everybody listening to the show tonight would donate a dollar, we wouldn't have to worry for years. But I'll tell you this, you haven't seen nothing yet compared to the growth that's going to come for this show. And more importantly for this network, because, you know, it's all about a team effort. What we do here on this show, our audience, the network, we're all working in a symbiotic relationship. Folks, we need your support. And I told you earlier, those who contribute $100 or more between now and next week, because next week it's a supplemental fundraiser. It's not our quarterly fundraising drop, but $100 or more, you're going to get a piece of the original roof of Jefferson Davis's home in Biloxi, Mississippi. Folks, that's an incredible opportunity. And we need the support to stay on the air. Look at where we're going. Look at what we've accomplished. Look at what's happening right now. It's only going to get bigger. It's only going to get better. But only if you continue to support us. $100 is a lot to us. I mean, could you imagine? I mean, CNN, Fox, these people, $100, they wouldn't even wipe their bottoms with it. I mean, it's a lot to us, and it helps more than you know. We need it. And I know there's people that give every quarter. We need you now. We need you always. And everything we do is a result of your benevolence, and everything we accomplish is on your behalf. Eddie, a quick word.
I was just going to say how important it is to have a pro-white radio station. I'd like to point out, and most of you people probably know, I think it's a crime in the World Court of the United Nations. I think genocide's a crime. Well, I'll tell you what. You know, we're all so wound up about the genocide going in Rwanda several years ago, between the Hutus and the Tutsis, and genocide all over the world. Let me tell you, the biggest genocide going on worldwide right now is against whites. The birth rate of the white race is down drastically. The white people, you know, it's kind of a soft kill because, like here in the United States, people are taxed. The tax burden is just crippling. And I've talked to many people, James, that can't afford to have kids. I can sit here and name seven people in one church, eight young women, 30 years old and less, that have not have a child. Some of them are married, and they just cannot have to have a child, can't afford it because of the tax rate so high, and they can't send their kids to a public school. And it's getting worse and worse and worse. That's all I want to point out. That's why this one reason this station is so important. We need to do something to help our white race because, people, we are going toward extinction.
Well, that's absolutely right. I mean, listen, if we were an obscure species of plant or animal, there would be countless advocacy groups lining up to raise money for us, millions of dollars. It's time to get on the stick, people. This show deserves to be well-funded. I'm hoarse. I can barely even talk anymore after 3 hours tonight. The weather's changing. It's getting cold outside. I'm still trying to put in a good effort. But, you know, we deserve it. The white race, you know, the race responsible for spreading Christian salvation to the corners of the world, you know, our people, the people of Edison and Mozart, the ones who have made so many technological and scientific advancements that all of humanity enjoys, we deserve to be preserved. We deserve to have a voice of our own. And unfortunately, the political cesspool is the only one. And even our very best efforts are filthy rags compared to what our people deserve, but we do the very best we can. But this show, this network, is the only one that explicitly stands up without retreat, surrender, or apology on behalf of our people. And on one hand, that's the shame, but on the other hand, thank God that there is one and that we can play a role in that. But you play the role in helping that happen. The white people, people of European descent or Caucasian descent, less than 10% of the global population. Less than 10%. It gets much lower than what it is now. You're going to very much be facing extinction-level demographics. And if anyone ever mentions the white race in any context, it's slave owners. You're racist if you think that it's good to be white. We don't stand for any of that. You know, but at the same time, Eddie the Bombardier Miller drives around downtown in his truck, and when he finds a homeless person, he ministers Christian salvation to them. And I'll answer the question for Eddie. Eddie, is everybody you minister to white? Absolutely not. In fact, the majority of the homeless in downtown Memphis are black. Eddie pulls over to the first homeless people he can find, a homeless person he can find. He shares the gospel with them. Eddie, at 66 years of age last year, ran 26-mile marathon for St. Jude to benefit St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Are the only children afflicted with catastrophic disease white? No. Eddie was running for all of them. All right, so don't you dare, ADL and SBLC, try to pigeonhole us as some sort of, racist, anti-Semitic, xenophobic, extremist, whatever you want to call it. Don't you dare. Eddie the Bombardier Miller has done more, you know. The staff of the Southern Poverty Law Center looks like a Ku Klux Klan meeting. There is not one single they're Jews. They pass as white. there's not one single black person on the staff of the Southern Poverty Law Center. Let me put it that way. Eddie the Bombardier Miller has done more to help black people than Southern Poverty Law Center has. And Eddie has done that as a medic, too. I guarantee you, when Eddie was a combat medic in Vietnam, he didn't administer his skills only to the fallen white comrades he had. But this is the thing. Don't you dare try to pigeonhole us because we're proud of who we are. And we don't make apologies for being white. Don't you dare try to call us names. That's all we got time for tonight. Folks, support this show, and we're going to take you to places you haven't dreamed of. We're going to change the game. We're going to redefine what pro-white is all about, and we're going to make it fashionable again, and we can do it with your help. Donate tonight, folks. For Eddie Miller, I'm James Edwards. We'll see you next week on the Birthday Show.